Before a standing ovation, former White House correspondent Helen Thomas told an audience last week that Zionists control Congress, White House, Wall Street, and Hollywood. In other words, the levers of control in America, policy, law, finance, and propaganda, are in the hands of Zionist Jews. Now, is Helen Thomas right or wrong? Let's look at the facts. We begin on Capitol Hill, where the major committees are all chaired by Jews. First, we have Senator Joseph Lieberman, who is a Talmudic Jew and chairs the Senate Committee for Homeland Security. Barney Frank, his co-religionist, an avowed homosexual, chairs the House Finance Committee. Carl Levin chairs the Senate Armed Services Committee, and his brother, Sander Levin, chairs the House Ways and Means Committee, which taxes the goyim. Barbara Boxer, she chairs the Senate Committee for Public Works. Henry Waxman chairs the Senate Committee for Commerce. Dianne Feinstein chairs the Senate Intelligence Committee. And Howard Berman chairs the House Foreign Relations Committee. Now, I don't see any Murphys, Smiths, or McDonald's on this list. Do you? Now we come to the White House. Obama just appointed as the Chief of Management and Budget yet another Talmudic Jew. His name is Jack Lew, and he just lit the Hanukkah menorah last week on the White House lawn, flanked by two rabbis on either side in the continuing saga of the Union of Synagogue and State. In other words, Happy Hanukkah! Dear America, it ain't no longer Merry Christmas, because that's just not on the Zionist agenda. Next, we come to, I almost forgot. The Jewish Chronicle, they have told us that two individuals who now currently shape White House policy are the national security staffers. Their names are Daniel Shapiro and Dennis Ross. Their names are not O'Leary or Murphy. Next, we come to the financial realm of America, where we find Ben Shalom Bernanke, the head of the Fed, joined by his co-religionist Jewish colleagues who sit on the Board of Governors. Four of them, including Bernanke, which makes five Zionist Jews on the Fed. You know, we have the Jewish financial investment bank, Goldman Sachs, which is known as Government Sachs, that plays musical chairs between their home office and high positions at U.S. Treasury, the White House Economic Advisory Board, and the Fed's controlling bank, the New York Federal Reserve Bank. Last, we come to the propaganda realm of America, where we find Obama just appointed yet another Talmudic Jew. His name is Julius Genachowski, and Genachowski is calling for internet censorship of unreasonable discrimination. Well, that's just a fancy Zionist word for gagging us from exercising our right to freedom of speech and criticism of Israel. As president of the Brother Nathaniel Foundation, we are asking the question, is Helen Thomas right or wrong? And is she right when she added that Zionists are moving America in all kinds of wrong directions? Well, Helen, according to the facts, you're right. Oh, Helen, you are so very, very right.